You're listening to The Signal Daily. Hello, I'm Manaswini, your host for The Signal Daily podcast. This is the episode for 29th April 2024. For the first story, we talk about how Indian pharmaceuticals are looking to capitalize on the exploding weight loss drug market. And for the second segment, we are talking about TikTok's continued troubles in the US. Is it time to say goodbye yet? Well, stay tuned till the end to find out. You know, if 2024 had to be described with just two keywords, I think it would be AI and Ozempic. We talk a lot about AI in our other episodes, but let's take a look at the Ozempic craze. This wonder drug for diabetes, which is more popular for its weight loss qualities, is taking the world by a storm. So much so that there's a supply crunch issue. Ozempic is not the only drug in the market though. There's Wegovy, there's Mounjaro, there's Zepbound, but none of them are prescribed as weight loss meds per se. But the obesity drug boom is driving up stock prices of pharma companies like Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly to record highs. Analysts expect peak sales for these medications to reach around $100 billion by 2030. And Indian pharmaceutical companies can't wait to capitalize on this craze. As patents for some of these medications are set to expire soon, Indian drug makers are rushing to work on developing similar generic drugs. For instance, last year, the Bengaluru-based pharmaceutical Biocon won approval from the UK regulator to develop its own version of Novo Nordisk's liraglutide injection, whose patent expired last year. And as per Reuters, it's also developing its own versions of Wegovy and tirzepatide, the active ingredient in Eli Lilly's obesity treatment meds. Although in this race, it's likely to face competition from another Indian pharma, which is Dr. Reddy's. It's approached the Subject Expert Committee or SEC last year with a proposal to work on semaglutide, which is an active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy. But so far, Dr. Reddy's got the nod only from India's drug regulator, the Central Drug Authority or the CDA, to carry out a bioequivalence or B study of semaglutide. A B study is basically a comparative study of two sets of formulations of the same drug before a generic version gets manufactured. Other generic drug makers like Sun Pharmaceutical Industries and Cipla have also jumped into this race. And as per the Economic Times, Novo Nordisk is also conducting trials of semaglutide with insulin Iodec and weight loss compound cagrilintide in India. But what makes India a ripe market for these drugs? Well, it's the fact that it has the second highest population of diabetics. The National Family Health Survey data also reveals that nearly 1 in 16 women and 1 in 25 men are obese in India. And according to data from pharma audit agency PharmaRack, as of January 2024, India's anti-obesity drugs market was worth 474 crore rupees, growing at a CAGR of 32% over a five-year period. But look, there are a few serious caveats as well. We don't have the final word yet, but initial research indicates that Ozempic and its sister drugs have to be taken lifelong. Otherwise, the reduced weight comes back. And there are also some side effects, like the drugs can cause nausea and gastrointestinal problems. For our second segment, we are going to bring you deep dives on stories from the world of technology, business, policy, and anything that leaves you with food for thought. Is it time for TikTok to say goodbye to the US? Because US President Joe Biden signed a bill on Wednesday that might eventually ban TikTok. For some context, just last month, the bill was passed in the US House of Representatives with an overwhelming support of 352 members saying yes, while 65 members voted against the bill. What's clear is that the US wants TikTok out of the country. But there's a catch. The ban will not take effect until after the 2024 election, which simply means TikTok, with its 170 million American users, will still be a vital tool for the presidential candidates to connect with younger voters during the campaign. And originally, the bill could have banned TikTok before the election, but recent revisions mean that the Biden administration may dodge immediate criticism from voters. Also in the updated bill, ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, has 9 months to sell the platform before facing a potential ban in the US, starting in January 2025. However, TikTok might contest this in court, which could prolong the process further. And it's quite a change from the earlier version of the bill, which only gave the short video platform 6 months before the November election to sort things out. Plus, with a possible ban looming, Eric Anderson, the general counsel for TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance in the US, is resigning in June, which is a big deal because Anderson played an important role in lobbying for TikTok in the country. But anyway, for those who aren't aware, TikTok is potentially facing a ban in the US for the same reasons it did in India, which is national security concerns. And you know, the discussions about banning TikTok have been ongoing for quite some time now. According to Axios, the FBI has always expressed concerns about TikTok's potential security risks for years. They were worried that because ByteDance, which is TikTok's parent company, has some ties to the Chinese government, and there's a risk that the government could interfere with software on many devices in the US or use TikTok for influencing purposes. And this concern especially stems from the Chinese Communist Party's influence over companies in China, where non-compliance with their directives can have some serious consequences. But the Chinese government seems to deny these allegations. Also, back in 2020, it was then-President Donald Trump who started the process to ban TikTok, signing an executive order. But recently, his stance seems to have shifted. And not only that, the US government have been quietly laying the groundwork for a potential TikTok ban. They have been lobbying privately and strategizing on how to implement the ban without violating the right to free speech, which presents a major legal obstacle for the US government. However, the big question now is, what's TikTok's next move? Will it only consider divesting, or could it potentially break away from its parent company and operate independently? Well, now in the case where TikTok is bought by a new US owner and becomes its own company with its shares, ByteDance might weaken the deal by keeping TikTok's algorithm out of the sale. But as you know, the algorithm is what made the app so popular. So a US version of TikTok would be quite different from what we are used to. And besides that, Jeff Yas, a big Republican donor and co-founder of the Philadelphia-based trading firm SIG, has a hefty investment in ByteDance, which makes up about 15% of the company, and it's worth around $40 billion. So now, with the possibility of a ban on ByteDance, his investment is in quite a jeopardy. But anyway, TikTok's got about 9 months to fix this issue. Or it'll have to cross its fingers and hope the winning party after the election changes its mind. If you like listening to The Signal Daily, please show us some support. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this podcast. So feel free to shoot an email at hello@thesignal.co. The episode was researched, written and produced by Shorbury and me, Manaswini. Edited by Dinesh Narayanan, mastered and mixed by Yash Hirve. You can catch this podcast every morning on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Prime Music, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We are thesignal.co on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.